inspiring interviews, provocative people. Get ready. Get bold today with your Emmy-winning host, LeGron Green. This is the right place. This is the right time. Out with the heartaches and with the fear minds. We got a crisis on this. Today I'm talking to Ernest Owens, and he is the passionate television critic who has written an article that has blown up the blogosphere. It's called Dear Empire Critics, Stop Hating. You just don't get it. So we have Ernest on board today to talk about what is the big fuss about Empire, why it's getting so many ratings, and why are people trying to bring down this hot new show that everybody's talking about. So welcome, Ernest, to Bold.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm really excited to be here.
I love the characters, the family, the Lyons family, as we see them in this show, from Lucius, the patriarch, the Cookie, the ex-con matriarch. You have the oldest son, Dre. You have Jamal, who is the middle son, who is open, who's gay and struggling with that whole issue of coming out in this hip-hop community. And, of course, you have Vakim, who is the young rap star. What I love about this show is that it's showing the whole complexity of what family life is, and it's showing a light on this whole LGBT issue. Well, we're excited to have you, Ernest. I like what you describe yourself as. You say you're a black television connoisseur who is an advocate for more variety than Cosby sweaters and political laid hair folklore. I love that.
Thank you.
Now, this has gotten so much traction, Ernest, on HuffPost and all over the internet. I mean, I saw it. At the point of this recording, it was liked by over 30,000 people. So you hit a nerve here.
Yeah. For me, this is something that just, I mean, I haven't seen anything like Empire. I think the ratings show that, the numbers show that. And, you know, for me, I just kind of got a little annoyed on my Facebook when I had certain, you know, elders and, you know, old professors and teachers and things, you know, older people just kind of just completely just downplay the show and just kind of critique it so harshly. And I didn't understand what, you know, focal lens they were getting at when they were using it. And so, you know, I just graduated from University of Pennsylvania last year. So I have a lot of, you know, critical race theory professors and scholars and, you know, TV critics and all types of people in my circle. And it just seemed like they just didn't get it with this show. I think they really, you know, tried to pan it and put it in the same comparison of Real Housewives of Atlanta and New York and all these other types of shows, Love and Hip Hop on VH1. But I was like, this is a drama. This is the filmmaker is an Oscar-nominated filmmaker. Lee Daniels is black,
yes.
You know, and right. It just all of those types of stereotypes that people had for the show just did not work for me. I just did not understand where they were coming. I don't think people understood what was going on. And I think a lot of it came from just people watching the trailer or looking at the front cover and the advertisements. They're not actually sitting down watching the show. And that kind of frustrated me because, you know, don't judge, you know, we are kind of self guilty, I guess, of doing that to ourselves. It's like you're judging this black show and quickly panning it like any other critic out there without giving it a shot. And you haven't even watched it. And it's like you're stereotyping a show based off of what it looks like on the outside rather than actually watching it inside. And so it was a frustration that I had, and I thought maybe other people out there are writing about this or, you know, things. And then I kind of saw this article that came out that was saying how this show was ruining the black community. I said, okay, enough's enough. I'm going to, take advantage of my resources here and kind of write a counter to this and see where it goes. And the response has been ridiculously crazy. I was on HuffPost Live not too long ago talking about, you know, why this show is different and why people should cut it a little slack, because I think that there's so much more to this show than just, you know, the respectability politics of making black people look good, which I think is, at this point, you know, with everything that's going on right now in this society and the discussions we're having, it's kind of counterproductive. You know, it's like you're trying to infringe, you know, this white hysteria of black lives and how they interact on television on one show, on one primetime show. When in actuality, you know, I always tell people I'm tired of those type of shows.
Well, you're right, Ernest. And I think what you hit upon something. I love what you're saying. You know, it is a generational thing because, you know, as you say, your elders, would actually be me, because I'm like almost 50, and I remember the Cosby Show and all those shows like that. And I will say to you, Ernest, I'm exactly the person you were talking to, because I saw Empire, you know, I saw the ads, and I knew Taraji P. Henson was in it, and I knew, you know, Terrence Howard was in it, I knew it was in it, I knew it had a good pedigree, and I was like, oh, some hip-hoppy something, you know, that's going to be, ugh, that's what I thought. So I didn't pay any attention to it at all. So when it came on television and it got all this press and all these ratings, I said, let me check it out. You know, so I didn't want to criticize it while checking out. So I checked it out, Ernest, and I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. It is, you know, it's been referred to as the Black Dynasty. It's not really that. Yeah. It's really more than that. But it's soapy, and it's campy, and it's meaningful, and it's funny. It's all those things that a drama should be. Is this,
right.
Like you said, it's not just the only representation of African Americans out there, and it shouldn't be.
No,
it's television, but it's a wonderful program that I think is really – It's already broken ratings records in that it's increasing its ratings each week now. That has never happened in like decades.
Yeah. There's so much about the show that other programs don't have. And I think that that's coming also too. It's like, if you're looking at the angle which these critics are, it's like, what show, I mean, when people said for a long time they wanted diversity in television, they wanted a black show that really was, you know, had all black cast, and then they had the whole, you know, the whole storytelling and drama. This show is unapologetically black. It's the theme of it. There's this world of just variety, and the last episode had them discussing about the Nation of Islam and how it had an effect on the music industry, and kind of brought in, you know, that level of activism and
right.
discussion about that. What other show that we had on television, on network television, you know, because people want to say, well, what about The Wire? The Wire was on HBO. You know, these were shows that were on, you know, a lot of these other shows were on Showtime and these very, you know, cable, you know, selective, you know, audiences. But this was on a show that anybody can watch on primetime television. And these type of topics and themes have never been showcased. I mean, the whole acceptance of LGBT characters and giving them a variety and nuance in the type of way they're being depicted on television is unparalleled. Well, you know, I haven't seen a black gay male character like Jamal on any type of program on network television since I can't even think of a show done that.
I've never seen that character on any show, which is, he's my favorite character, and being a black gay male myself, I love that he's smart, powerful, intelligent, very talented, has his own issues that anybody else would have, but it's also that whole issue of homophobia in the hip-hop community, and it's showing you from the different family perspectives, from what Cookie does and how she loves her son and how the father's struggling. I mean, it's really, 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 really rich.
It's so much, in so many layers, and the fact that they're able to do so much at the same time and yet it be on that network television, because that comes with its own level. They can't keep it, they can't give you extreme nudity, they can't give you too much, you know, gore or sex or violence, but at the same time, they do it just right where you can get it and you don't have to even, you know, question anymore. And I think that that's something that hasn't been done on television shows. I mean,
and my point would be, how do you associate that with the culture? How is this different from other shows?
You know, we've had all these family sitcoms over the past, I want to say, 15 years. We had My Wife and Kids. We've had, we've had the Bernie Mac Show. We've had the recent, you know, Blackish. But they don't even, you know, and sometimes they even have counter that type of notion of progress with LGBT black experience in many ways. And so this show kind of says, okay, we're going to, on a show that really don't have to do that, a show that really could have been a complete hetero you know, heteronormative, you know, extremely hyper-masculine hip-hop show like Power.
Right.
This show completely says, no, we're going to actually make this, and that deals with the filmmaker himself. It's Lee Daniels. You know, Lee Daniels is an openly gay black filmmaker, and the fact that he's able to even do a subject like this where people could have pigeonholed him and say, oh, he's going to make another Queer as Folk. He's going to make a black Noah. He's going to make another Noah's Ark. He completely counters that, saying, no, I want to make a show about hip-hop, and I want to make a really damn good show about hip-hop, and I want to put some of the best actors and some good music in the Timberland produced score and make a show better than the rest of them. This show is constantly, week after week, have kind of, you know, countered some of the stuff that was said previously. Like someone said earlier, oh, well, this is they're going to make it all about, you know, LGBT male issue. Where are the women at? And then we found out what happened last week's episode, that the other woman lead character in the show, that thing, Jamal, she's actually a lesbian. And it's and that, to me, just kind of, you know, was like, well, I wonder if Lee Daniels is writing this thing as himself. This is going to shut them up. Because each week they have done something completely different with progressing this plot. And you can't even predict it. I don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know.
That's what's good about it, because, like you said, it's crafted in a way which makes you keep coming back, which is the whole point of a good television drama.
Right.
That you want to come back and wait for it. And you talk about this, the fact that the critics were upset that it was not painting blacks in the proper light. And you made a very good point about that, like, this show stands in its own universe.
You know, white television has all types of nuance. They can have Sopranos. They can have, you know, they can have, you know, House of Cards with corrupt politicians. They can have Homeland. They can have the cute little, you know, shows like Parenthood. They can have all these different shows. And I tell myself, why can't we have those? You know, why do we have to always be very hypercritical and paranoid about how we look on television every second, as if no one in reality watching the show knows that's not true? Like, there's no one watching that show and sitting there looking like, okay, like, you know, there should be a Cosby show, right? We should have a family show, yes. But not every show should be that way. You know, and because every show should not be geared towards creating that. Because if you do create that, what happens is that you ignore, in many ways, different other experiences, which white television shows, they don't just create. Every white television show is not like, you know, I mean, there's so many. Modern Family, I guess. I don't know. But there's so many different shows out there. And they have variety. They have the drama. They have the suspense. They have the crime. Why can't we have that? And why can't we have that without it always turning into an argument about representation? Because the foolishness of it all is that everyone outside of us can see that all this is art. All this is entertainment. There's creativity. There's expression. And what's funny to me is that when it was the hip-hop argument, right, there was a time where, you know, there was an argument about hip-hop, about, oh, hip-hop is too explicit and they have this. The artists, the rap artists that came out, they said, I'm an artist. I'm rapping about how I feel and how I express myself. And people kind of backed away from being so harsh about hip-hop. And they allowed Kendrick Lamar and they allowed these other rappers to tell their stories and convey their messages. Well, Lee Daniels is an artist as well. You know, and why can't he be able to have that same license to create the things he wants to create and express them the way he wants to, if that's how he feels? And there's just for every Kendrick Lamar, there's a Jay-Z, there's different artists out there expressing themselves in music a different type of way, and we shouldn't be so quick to just automatically put that on. I tell people that if you're so mad about the representation of how we look in fantasy and fictional television, put that level of energy into the issues that actually do affect us. Like, stop worrying about television and pop culture, per se. Take those arguments to legislation. Look at your representation that's in the Congress. Look at your representation on policy and that's affecting your communities. Like, that's where that type of activism, that disgruntledness happens. But if you don't care about what's going on in legislation, if you don't care about what's going on in your community and what's happening to your city council, then it really doesn't even matter how you feel about television, because we can have every single Cosby show on TV for every black representation, but if we still have laws that discriminate against us and set us back, then it doesn't mean anything. And if you look at the Cosby era of programs, okay?
Yeah. So tell me, Ernest, how do you conflate this with the Bill Cosby and what's been going on in history?
Even though we had a Cosby show on TV, we still had Rodney King now. We still had incidents like what happened to Rodney King during those 90s. You know, even though we had shows like, you know, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, we still had issues like South Central riots. So So at this point, it has nothing to do with television. It has nothing to do with how we feel about arts and all this. At the end of the day, it has a lot to do with what's going with our government. And I think that these type of petty arguments that tries to discredit black creators is only going to knock them out from even having it. I could see if Empire was a show that was by a white, you know, executive that completely can mess up this plot, can easily impose that. But this is a black filmmaker doing it. And so for all the arguments of saying this guy is putting out black stereotypes to hurt the black community, I'm like, I think you should think a little bit more what he's really trying to convey and why is he really writing this and what messages is he really trying to get out there. And looking at the black actors who have signed up to be in these roles, you know, it's so quick to jump into conspiracy theory and all this madness. But take a step back and really look at what's going on and ask yourself that, you know, Empire to me is not the only end-all be-all. This could open doors for other black filmmakers to make other programs that might be a lot different from what Empire is, but we can't have that. We're so quick to shut this show out.
Absolutely. I mean, as you said, this is a very passionate Ernest Owens talking about Empire. And Ernest, where can we find you online?
You can find me at www.ErnestOwens.com, and you can also find me on Twitter at Mr. Ernest Owens on Twitter.
Don't forget the Mr.
Yes, Mr. Ernest Owens on Twitter.
Well, we appreciate you coming on board and breaking down your sensational article that's been very trend-worthy. Like I said, it's beginning tremendous traction on HuffPost, on all the blogs that I visit, because you're really tackling an issue and really shedding light on what it really means to be an artist and what I think the African-American community is finally opening themselves up to being presented in all different lights.
There's no, you know, we shouldn't only consider blackness on television only in how do white people see us, but we should also, what Lee Daniels, I think his work has done, is challenge us as African-Americans to look at ourselves. So when I watch Empire, I'm not thinking, and even Empire, the characters on the show, they're not thinking about what white people think. They're not worrying about this gaze. They're worrying about the lives they have and the lives they live. And even when I watch that show, it's an escape. Because when I'm watching that show, I don't care what the politics or what people are saying about the show. It's an experience that is something that is a little bit more personal. It's a little bit more of an escape. And it kind of invites me into that world. And that's what great, you know, sweeping dramas do, is that for that 1 hour, you know, it doesn't matter what the rest of politics and what everyone's thinking about. It's really about that world. And I think that you have to allow that type of enterprise and escape to be able to happen in artistry, especially by black filmmakers. In a time where, you know, we're having arguments at the Oscars about why Selma got snubbed and why are directors like Ava DuVernay didn't get a chance to get a shot to be nominated. And so at this time, I think we should all kind of unite and celebrate black filmmakers who are doing these things.
Well, thank you, Ernest, for joining us on Bold, and I appreciate this conversation with you.
Thank you so much.
If you like what you heard, join the conversation at getboldtoday.com. We are a daily podcast that features pop culture and wellness in an entertaining and enlightening way. We close as always. Remember, shift happens right where you are. Be the change and get bold today.